Picture a bleak, post-apocalyptic American wasteland. Nearly all of humanity's wiped out, save for a solitary, dust-covered man carrying a sword and a mysterious book.
It's a weapon! A weapon aimed right at the hearts and minds of the weak and the desperate. It will give us control of them. If we want to rule more than one small town, we have to have it. People will come from all over. They know exactly what I tell them if the words are from the book.
The Book of Eli, starring Denzel Washington, is the work of directors Albert and Alan Hughes, better known as the Hughes Brothers. It's the first movie in nearly 9 years for the duo, who also directed such films as Menace to Society and Dead Presidents. Albert and Alan Hughes join me now from the studios of NPR West. Welcome.
Thank you.
You guys are, first of all, it's fraternal twins, not identical twins.
Well, they said back then we were fraternal, but there was a lot of mistakes made in the early 70s, and we haven't had a DNA test. I suspect we're identical, though.
Even though I'm 60 pounds heavier than my brother right now.
That's just because I don't eat. This is Albert.
Oh, good. Because if I said the name, I might insult someone. Now, because I know that you guys are heavily involved in script writing and script development, I want you to talk about what drew you to the Book of Eli as a story.
Well, Alan, I think you should start with that, and then I'll finish with it, because he came to Alan first.
You see how we're doing our names perfectly for NPR? It's Alan talking. Well, I read the script came. My agent said, I finally found the movie for you. And I said, what's the title? And he said, The Book of Eli. And I just remember going, wow, what a great title. And what's the log line? Lone warrior walking across the wasteland, post-nuclear, with the last Bible on the planet. And the bad guy wants it to reboot civilization. I read it, first 45 pages. At the 45-page mark, Gary Oldman's character, Carnegie, says just what you had at the clip there. It's not just a book, it's a weapon. And that's when the hair stood up, and I never had that kind of moment. And I read the rest of it, and it really finished strong, and I called Albert.
He goes, the script, you got to read this script, you got to read this, you know. And I said, okay, I'll read it. So I started reading it, and I'm flipping to the page, and I'm like, wow, this is cool, this is interesting. And then by the end, I just had kind of an uneasiness about what I just read, and it was more to do with the spirituality and religious.
I want to ask about that, because usually in these dystopias, the big resource that people are battling over might be energy. It might be water. Mm-hmm. With this, not only is it a book, it's spiritual knowledge.
Well, at first, that's what scared me about it, because I'm not a true believer. And
that's Albert.
Yeah, and I called him up, and I said, I just read it. I don't know about this. And he sounded deflated, and he basically said, well, just go to sleep on it. And he had been playing this Trent Reznor song for me the week before, and it's not for me. It was just playing in his car. It's called Zero Sum. And when I went to sleep, that song was what got me into the movie. I actually had a dream about the movie because I liked the song so much. And then I woke up and I totally got it. And I saw what you can do with that kind of material if handled right. You can show the good and bad side of what we're fascinated by about religion. You know, it's like it's not so much the books as it is the people that mess up things.
Were there any concerns about it basically being considered a Christian movie or an evangelical movie? Because I know the audience I was in, I got the sense that people were actually surprised when this part of the plot was unveiled. And there was a little bit of looking around and like, wait a second, am I in the right place?
Yeah. I think the concern was just trying to strike a great spiritual balance. Whether you're a non-believer or a Buddhist or a Hindu, you know,
Muslim
or Native American, there's a certain oneness that was met in the movie where everybody can get something out of it. It just so happens that this person, Eli's personal journey involved the King James Version of the Bible.
Both thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for us. For out of the ground we were taken, for the dust we are. And to the dust we shall return.
It's not about the Bible to us, really. You know, that's a big part of the story, but it's about the guy. And in the end, you know, we read a lot of stuff out there, and we know that this topic is controversial, but, you know, the Christians have embraced it, and that's great, you know. The problem is more with my people, you know, we're liberals. And it's just interesting to me how a person like that can go into a Star Wars film or a Lord of the Rings film and totally buy into the fantasy if you're, let's say, an atheist liberal. But if you go into a movie like this, you can't buy into the the fantasy of it.
You know what I found interesting? This is Alan speaking, is that I don't consider myself a liberal anymore, and I'm definitely not conservative. But if you look at the liberal left liberal and the right conservative, they're both so predictable. There's been critics who've given us high marks in the past and have body slammed this movie because of the Bible, because of the.
But they won't say it, though.
They won't say it.
You think that's what's behind it.
Yeah, you can tell what's behind it because they're smart critics and they're not quantifying their hatred for the movie at all. They're just. It rubs them the wrong way. I think it's a good thing.
I'm speaking with Albert and Alan Hughes, directors of the new film starring Denzel Washington called The Book of Eli. Now, I also want to ask you how you got Denzel Washington involved and how he came to be a part of the picture.
It's a very interesting journey with Denzel because we met Denzel probably 17 years ago when we were in a Cannes Film Festival in the French airport at the, what do they call that, the baggage rack?
Baggage, yeah.
And over the years, we had seen him and we had conversations with him, never in a professional capacity, but always kind of like the great crazy uncle that would come around and have geopolitical conversations with us. I mean, long conversations with us. And this came up when we just signed on to the movie. We had a big meeting with the top brass of Warner Brothers and all the $20 million actors were on the table. And I don't know why I was hesitant, but after going through the first three guys, I said, what about Denzel? And the room stopped, and you can just see they all were like, wow, only he probably is the only one that can pull this role off. So Denzel went to Denzel. Unlike a lot of actors, Denzel's very decisive. He responds no right away or yes right away, and we got in the room with him right away. That still wasn't an easy process. It took he kind of veered away from it and did other things. And it was his son, who's a professional football player by the name of John David Washington, who read it and said, Pops, you need to revisit this. This is his eldest son, the same one that convinced him to do Training Day, for which he wanted his first lead male actor. What do they call that one?
Best actor Oscar?
Best actor. Mm-hmm. And his son also convinced him to do American Gangster. So he had a great track record with his father, and his father reconsidered, read it, and the rest is history.
Well, it's been 9 years since your last film, and I have to ask what you've been doing in that time, and am I going to have to wait another 9 years before there's another Hughes Brothers film?
You are sweet.
Well, I would hope not, because we'd be walking in with, like, wheelchairs and a cane the rate we're going right now. It's a combination of a lot of things. It's like we always like to live our life. The elements have to be right for us to make a movie. If there's one personality off in that room, and you know, we'll bow out gracefully. The material doesn't speak to us on an emotional level. It can be an action movie. It can be great, but, you know, it needs to speak to us.
And there will not be another 9 years, but I can guarantee one thing for me, and I'm sure Albert will agree, is that we're connoisseurs of life, and in between each movie, we go out of our way to actually observe life and interact with real people, and we don't live in the buffer zone of valet cars and lunches in Hollywood, this, that, and the other. So I think the movies will get better over time. They won't get worse.
Well, we're all going to be looking forward to the next one. Albert Hughes, Alan Hughes, directors of the new film starring Denzel Washington, The Book of Eli. Thank you both for talking with us.
Thank you.
Thank you. It was great.
Appreciate it.